Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode in our Consistency 365 series. I want to challenge you to be certain that you have a vision you can turn to when the discomfort of transformation feels heavy, or like it's too much, or you don't want to do the work. have a vision that you can turn to that's going to carry you through the discomfort that is sure to get in your head and to maybe make you feel like you can't, it's not worth it, it's too hard, it's too challenging. Turn to your vision in that time and your enthusiasm about that vision, your excitement and your drive for that vision. Have something that can carry you through. And it could be a really positive something. It could be a negative something that you're passionate about, like avoiding disease or reducing the chances of recurrence of something that you've experienced before. And ideally, it's a little bit of both, right? Ideally, we have something we're really excited for. The outcome, how we feel around the outcome, the opportunity created by the outcome, the freedom that comes with the outcome. You have to be very clear and very specific, and also avoiding inevitable pain. Pain that is inevitable if you don't create this transformation, if you don't make these changes. Use your vision in those moments. So often people are struggling because when it feels hard, when they're discouraged, when they're up against an obstacle, they're not turning to that vision, either because they don't have it, or they don't believe it, or they're just not yet in the practice of using it for such moments. This is why I talk with my clients all the time about specificity. You have to know why you're trying to do it, and it has to be more than just a phrase, to lose weight, to feel better, to get out of debt. It has to be more than that. It has to be a clear, compelling future, a story that you can get excited about, that you can visualize, that you can almost taste it and touch it. It feels so clear and so right on the other side of your journey, proximal to you. Use it. Guaranteed, when you make any change, building a business, getting out of debt, losing weight, improving your health or fitness, all of the above, you're going to run into tons of moments, countless moments, where it feels scary, unsure, hard, or you're just not in the mood to do the work. In those moments, use your vision to carry you through that. Turn to your vision to remind you. And also stay cognizant of the fact that this is just one decision at a time. You have one more good choice in you. You always have one more good choice in you. But we need to have a tool in place that we use when the discomfort of transformation feels almost too challenging to get through. Because it's not too challenging to get through if you use the power of your mind to connect to the vision you have for why you're doing this work. This is why it's all mindset, because it's in how we think that we're talking ourselves into or out of whatever it is. That's why 10X mindset exists, because so many people are struggling only because their mindset is not aligned with success, and they're still making excuses, and they're still getting stuck in the frustration and the disappointment and the frustration. Have a vision that you connect to. And if you acknowledge that your excuses are coming from, I'll start tomorrow, it doesn't make a difference, what's the point, it's too hard, I've already messed up, invest in your mindset. That is the switch that will turn on a whole new set of possibilities. It will open new doors. It will close doors that you want to keep closed. You can just go to primalpotential.com/10x or check the link in the show description. Message me if you have questions, but that is going to be the biggest driver of your results, becoming a better thinker and upgrading your mindset. And in the meantime, make sure that you're intentionally developing your vision with specificity so you can turn to it in the moments where the discomfort of transformation feels like a lot. I'll see you tomorrow.